KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
AgriSA has criticized US President Donald Trump's claim that South Africa is confiscating land. It follows the signing of the Expropriation Act last month. AgriSA CEO Johan Kotze says it's not true that people's properties are being taken away from them.
And the misinformation on social media is actually creating political turmoil and unnecessary tension for us as farmers in South Africa. And that's detrimental. And any misinformation puts a lot of emphasis on investors taking a greater risk into agriculture. And that's the last thing you want to have.
Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille says the recent global political attention that South Africa has been receiving will not have an impact on tourism.
We receive 8.9 million tourists coming to South Africa. We had a 10% growth of tourists coming from America. And even now as we speak, they continue to come. I don't think it will ever have any impact on tourism. We are hosting the G20. The whole world will be descending on South Africa. So I'm very confident.
The country will soon be launching an electronic travel authorization system aimed at improving the visa application process. Meanwhile, 79 signatories to the Rome Statute, including South Africa, have reaffirmed their unwavering support for the independence, impartiality and integrity of the International Criminal Court. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order placing sanctions on the court and its staff. He's not happy with the ICC's probe into alleged Israeli war crimes in Gaza. The group of states parties say the ICC's role is in ending rather impunity, promoting the rule of law and fostering lasting respect for international law and human rights is indispensable. They've pledged to ensure that the court's business continues. Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, Senegal and the UK are among the countries that have thrown their weight behind the ICC. Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson has welcomed President Cyril Ramaphosa's commitment to supporting the country's infrastructure developments. In his State of the Nation address, the President said there were plans to attract at least 100 billion rand in private sector investments to finance the project. McPherson says he's ready to try to drive the efforts.
As the department, we remain fully committed to meaningfully contribute to the country's vision of increasing South Africa's economic growth to above 3%.
And the Durban Specialized Commercial Crimes Court has sentenced a man to an effective 15 years in prison for defrauding the Provincial Agriculture Department of 1.5 million rand. Mlungisi Khumalo pleaded guilty to fraud and money laundering. Newswatch's Tsakani Mhlongo reports.
The provincial NPA says the 46-year-old Khumalo used two companies he had links with to receive and move funds. In his plea, he told the court that he met his co-accused Nkosinathi Mkhize at the agriculture offices in Sedara, where he worked in 2012. Mkhize revealed to him that he managed a large budget at the department. He said he could create fake tender contracts. Mkhize is currently serving a 16-year term after pleading guilty 5 years ago.
Durban 32 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 33. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.